Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the third hour of this live Saturday episode of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Captain Kickass.
And we will return to more of your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Also on the way, the Biden administration apparently making lists of religious vaccine objectors. At least that's what Peakless told me before the show. I'm not sure what the story is all about. I hope we get to it. But again, it's open phones here, which means you can take control of the airwaves. We're going to go to Uber George.
I just want to say I'm against religious vaccines.
Uber George. You don't want to be vaccinated against religion?
Calling us from D.C. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk.
Hey, dude.
Anyway, I just came across this article from the Points guy where FedEx is apparently petitioning the FAA to be allowed to install anti-missile technology on their cargo planes.
Is that a problem? Are FedEx planes being shot down?
Something like that, I guess. I don't know, but I mean, FedEx seems to think so. Maybe they are concerned about like that whole thing with Malaysia Airlines. Everything got shot down over, I think, Ukraine a few years back. You remember that right there? And apparently,
I don't know.
Like the Israeli airline El Al, I think is how it's pronounced. Like they already have some of that installed on their airline.
I wonder if this is FedEx's. They do have an unfortunate name. Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing federal about FedEx.
Right.
Right. As far as it being a part of the government, but perhaps this is not made very clear outside of the United States of America.
Come on. Who doesn't know that FedEx is an international shipping company? I mean, they do business.
Guys with shoulder launched anti-aircraft missiles.
Right? Well, I just want to say that they have a constitutional right to do this.
Sure.
Not that I think they're going to be allowed to, but they do have a constitutional right.
They should be able to.
Well, the FAA has not said no yet. Hmm. I mean, apparently they're like trying to come up with ways to do this for safely or something like that. You know, because they're trying to do, I think, both like countermeasures, like those heat-seeking things that where you push a button and little hot flares or whatever come out and distract the missile, and also lasers. Like they're trying to do. They want FedEx wants to install both.
That's amazing. It's going to increase the cost of shipping a little bit, but probably not too much. So,
It's cheaper than losing a plane to a missile.
Yeah, I guess so.
It sounds to me like they're trying to expand where they can deliver packages to, because there are areas where it's not safe to fly a plane through.
That's a good point. Well, good for the marketplace. They come up with solutions.
Yeah, even a war zone needs your Amazon packages.
That's true. Hey, thanks for the call, Uber. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I did see this one thing on, like, for inflation here also, an advertisement for how bad inflation is getting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this dealership in Jaguar and Gardner Chevrolet is trying to sell a 1990 GMC 3500 pickup, that basically a 32-year-old pickup for $36,000.
Jesus, does it have any miles on it?
Right there, let me see how many miles does it say. I'm just looking at this listing here. It's not even a diesel. It's got the 7.4.
I mean, I've heard used cars are more expensive now than they've been in recent years.
This is true, and I wonder if that particular model is... I know the 90s, they still had computers in them, but it was sans all the real trackable stuff.
They're not even telling the mileage here.
Wow.
What the hell? It's a dually, but still, it's like 32 years old. It's not worth that much, even if it was a diesel and had every option under the table.
If it's in pristine condition, it might be to a collector or something.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Uber George, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. Since he brought up the shipping situation out there with shippers.
Did you just ship your pants?
No, thank goodness.
Because then he wouldn't have any pants.
What I wanted to share with you was the story out of Los Angeles. Have you guys seen the video of the train tracks littered with packages?
Yeah, I did. I saw a little bit of that on the one of the social medias yesterday, and it's horrific.
It looks like a train track junkyard. There's so much garbage, so much packaging all over the tracks in this area of Los Angeles by the Union Pacific train tracks, where what's been happening, apparently, is people are so desperate, California is so crazy, that they're literally boarding trains as they're slowing down, because apparently there's a certain section of the or certain sections of the tracks where the trains sometimes have to slow or stop to wait to get into a facility of some sort. And while they're stopped, people are jumping on these trains, busting open the cargo containers, going in there with like dozens of people and literally throwing packages from the cargo containers onto the ground where nearby people who are assisting them are waiting, and they, you know, they're like walking away with TV sets and Amazon packages, and some of them sometimes they're just opening them up right there to see what's in them, throwing down the stuff that's just not worth taking, and then they're like, they're just taking all kinds of stuff and just leaving just detritus everywhere. It's nuts. Yep.
It's gross. It's, you know,
it's literally trashy. Yeah.
It looks like a train has exploded through a dump. Right.
Yeah.
Somehow, it's horrific.
Yeah, I mean, they go on. There's a story here all about it from Los Angeles CBS News that Union Pacific is apparently the company here. They're going to have to start putting some serious security on these trains, because they're literally, I watched one video where they're literally throwing dozens and dozens of flat screen TVs out of the back of one of these cargo containers.
So now, is this in the same area where you don't get charged with a crime if you steal anything that's worth less than $900?
That is all of California. So yes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, that explains it. Turns out if you don't charge people with a crime for stealing, then they steal stuff.
Yeah, well, the reality is, the video I saw, they were stealing more than $1,000 worth of television sets. I'll tell you that. I mean, it was just
But each individual television is less than $1,000.
That's probably true.
Stole a TV, then another TV. Those were separate incidents.
Yeah, so I guess that's might be why you're seeing FedEx doing anti-missile technology, and these trains might need to have some sort of gunners on the top at this point, because it's getting crazy.
Go big or go home, right? Yeah. Next thing you know, they're going to have turrets and all sorts of fun stuff on all their vehicles.
Well, it's just you guys who think you have this right to property, because your right to property is depriving other people of that property.
Like, on one hand, I like the idea of a city, in that there's a whole bunch of people who sort of live in the same area. There's lots of entertainment, lots of things to do, lots of restaurants, all that kind of stuff. And on the other hand, I see stuff like this, and I'm like, I am so glad I am no longer in the big city.
Yeah. Well, and then they have the group robberies in San Francisco that have been going on, and that surrounding area where people will just go en masse into a store and just walk out with whatever it is that they want to, and the stores aren't doing anything about it, because you're not going to kill somebody over stealing something for the most part. But there's no one with guns around to stop this.
No, they're illegal to carry in California, so,
it's a mess.
You can assume nobody's armed.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a mess. Like you said, Captain, it looks like a junkyard. It looks like a garbage pile. Yeah. I'm amazed that these trains can still run. There's so much stuff on these tracks.
Late stage empire.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at here. It's pretty crazy. I'll put the link up over on our social media. You can see it for yourself. social.freetalklive.com. Major Payne is with us here in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Major. Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, according to what you were just talking about, it's proof positive that hyenas and jackals actually exist in North America. I was thinking about the old boy that called in here a minute ago. He's just 82 years old.
Yeah, River Dave.
River Dave, legend.
River Dave. What state was he in?
He's in New Hampshire.
Like all the awesome people.
Yeah, look him up. If you want, hang on, Major. I know you're probably calling about something here, so stand by. We'll bring you back in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. Just look up River Dave, New Hampshire, and you will find his story. And it is a tragic one. But also a really, you know, interesting one. And inspiring in a lot of ways. The dude's got balls. You could be in your 70s and living out in the middle of the woods.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up anything here. The number
number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday show. Here tonight is Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And an extra medium pizza.
603-283-6160. I've never heard that in my entire life. That's really brilliant, Captain.
It's something I made up, yeah. It's extra small is, of course, smaller than small. Extra large is larger than large, so extra medium just is.
More medium than you could possibly
have. That's right.
All right, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. Major Payne is with us on the line in Michigan. Major, what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, I think that must have been Captain Pepperoni there that was having so much fun.
All right.
I just had to have a sip. I had a couple thoughts.
Yes.
Number one, I've been on redneck and off the grid for a long time, but before you guys dump me, I want to touch on Paris Island and all the lies I've been told over the decades of my life.
Okay.
So, I've been off the grid for probably 25 of the last 30 years. I'm listening to you guys on an old solid state radio that eats basically no electricity. LED lights have made my life a lot easier. And,
sure.
Other than propane and hardwood, that's my life.
So you're kind of like the Michigan version of River Dave.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad to know that there's an old cat cutting sign and leaving a trail for me.
Yeah.
You know, as I try to do for the rest.
Very good.
But, anyway, back to Paris Island. You guys know what that is, right?
Is that a prison or something? What was that?
No, it's down Carolina. off the south coast of Carolina and Virginia there. It's where they started doing all these experiments. It's where Rocky Mountain spotted fever came from and Lyme disease came from. I went down there camping in Georgia one time with a buddy of mine who just bought 2 square miles, and we was going to go hog hunting. These things were running rampant. This thing was like an enclosed piece of property with rivers and canals. So the locals just saved it. They called it the Mule Patch. Anyway, so we went down there hog hunting, and me and Frank got in a pissing match, and me being a butthead and him being a butthead, well, I just grabbed my sleeping bag, and I went out and sacked out underneath an old big old oak tree. Well, I ended up getting bit on the ankle by a tick.
Oh.
And I got spotted Rocky Mountain fever. I'd never been so damn sick in my life. I had Clovis when this crap first started rolling. I have never been so sick in my life.
Hmm.
It was 10 days of hell. Your muscles lock up. But then you have pulsations where they want to, your joints lock up and your muscles thrive. And I'm telling you, if I hadn't been within 10 feet of a water bottle, I would have died. I was it was 85 degrees. I was covering myself with every sleeping bag and sheepskin blanket I could find, and I was still freezing.
LRN.FM.
On the radio, brother. I appreciate it, man. Number 603-283-6160. You can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. So it sounds like he was having a real bad time with tick-borne disease. Now, interestingly, he said that this Paris Island was where Lyme disease was created. I thought that was Connecticut. Wasn't that Connecticut where there was like a government research lab and they cooked up Lyme disease?
I thought that was further north than the Carolinas.
Yeah, I don't know much about Paris Island. I just looked it up real quick. I know it's South Carolina off the coast there, and there's a military installation there, but that's about all that a cursory look turned up for me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick look here, I could swear that it was Connecticut. Well, anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. Peakless Mountaineer, what is this story about a government list, some sort of federal gang list about people who are refusing the vaccine due to religious exemptions?
Yeah, this is from Daily Signal. Breaking: Biden administration making lists of religious vaccine objectors. A tiny administrative agency in the District of Columbia announced a new policy Tuesday that will likely serve as a model for a whole-of-government push to assemble lists of Americans who object on religious grounds to a COVID-19 vaccine. The Pretrial Services Agency for the District of Columbia, a federal independent entity that assists officers in the District of Columbia courts in formulating release recommendations and providing supervision and services to defendants awaiting trial, announced a new records system that will store the names and, quote, personal religious information, unquote, of all employees who make, quote, religious accommodation requests for religious exception from the federally mandated vaccination requirement, unquote.
Why would this be important? Why would they want to collect this information? Let me preface that with, what kind of BS reason are they going to give people for this, for collecting this subset of information to make it seem legit?
And is this just D.C.? Are they only collecting information? Because it sounded like it was for the D.C. court system, right?
It's new information to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to tell because basically anything that applies to D.C. applies to everything federal. So, okay. I mean, my guess would be that they are applying this to every federal employee.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know what they're going to do with it, of course. But if it's the government, you can expect it's probably not going to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the announcement does not explain why the agency needs to create this list.
Mm-hmm.
Except to say that it will, quote, assist the agency in the collecting, storing, dissemination, and disposal of employee religious exemption request information collected and maintained by the agency, unquote. So they don't even tell you why they're doing it.
We're going to collect the information in order to help us collect the information.
Yeah, if we collect the information, then we'll have the information.
And it will have been collected.
Yeah, I mean, my perspective on it is, like, they want a very specific list of the competition. Because, I mean, government is a religious belief, and COVID is an especially religious belief. Like, it is the cult version of that religion,
mm-hmm.
and everyone who is stating that their religion goes above the state religion, that's who they're making a list of here.
I see.
Well, there certainly are, you know, government gangs around the planet in history who have been less friendly to freedom of religion in the United States, and a list like this could come in handy if they were to go in that direction.
Yeah, the announcement also does not say what the agency will do with this information after it's decided on an employee's religious accommodation request.
We have to track the information in order to figure out what to do with it.
Yep, okay. The list will help us make a list.
The number is 603-283-6160, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. What do you think they're going to do with this information? This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One hostage has been released, but three hostages remain inside of a synagogue in Texas. The suspect could be heard during a live stream demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials said the man claimed to be armed, but authorities have not confirmed it. So far, officials say they haven't positively identified the man, and they cautioned that information was based on a preliminary investigation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted that President Biden had been briefed and was receiving updates from senior officials. The hostage taker was hoping for the release of Afia Sadiq, who he called his sister, but officials say that is not actual. She's suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda. This is USA Radio News. A snowstorm is blanketing the southeast and northeast with rain, snow, and ice. Up to a foot of snow has already fallen across the region, with officials warning of hazardous travel. Winter storm warnings and watches were put into effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri, just ahead of the snowfall. Some people are familiar with an Alberta Clipper. This system originated in Canada as a Saskatchewan Screamer. Bridges in the Des Moines area are covered with ice, and some roads east of Des Moines are completely covered with snow. Forecasters say much of the state of Iowa can expect at least a foot of snow. Strong winds may also cause blowing and drifting snow during the storm. Officials say you need to check travelers' advisories before traveling through any of these regions. Black ice is also causing difficulties traveling around the Great Lakes and in the upper Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight is Ian.
Paper's known there.
And the captain. Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have been sharing with you over the last, I don't know, few weeks at this point, some quotes from our friend Nobody. He has been a co-host on Free Talk Live and is currently, unfortunately, on forced retirement from the federal government gang's bail restrictions, keeping him from being able to be on the air with us. They're telling him if he comes on the air with us or with any other show anywhere, they're going to put him back in a jail cell. So, unfortunately,
they stripped him of his right of free speech.
Yeah, the supposed right of free speech, apparently all they have to do is just arrest you and charge you with something, even though they haven't convicted you. You don't get free speech anymore. He can't be here to share his thoughts with us. We miss him. But here is a quote that Bonnie, who's another co-host here on Free Talk Live, she's been very diligent about reviewing some classic Nobody interviews and various...
She's been mining, really.
Yeah, digging for... I mean, it's not that hard, though. I mean, he's got some really great quotes.
Course. Yeah.
Just have to listen to him for a little while, and you'll find some. And she's been writing these down for us to share on the air with you. So here's the latest one. Quote from Nobody. Quote. The government is the mother of all corporations. It's given itself a license to kill anyone it wants to, at any time, for any reason, or for no reason. And the rest of us are just supposed to take it. Well, we're not going to take it, he says.
little Twisted Sister music needs to be queued up right there.
Unfortunately, Twisted Sister's going to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Especially after, like, growing up in the 80s, there was a whole bunch of hubbub with the Parental Music Resource Center, the PMRC. It was
didn't he testify in front
Tipper
of them?
Tipper Gore, yeah, Tipper Gore. It was, actually, I found this out recently, or not recently, I was reminded of this recently, that whole rock and roll sort of gathering of people, including Dee Snider, was headed up by Zappa, Frank Zappa.
Yeah, yeah, he was like a freedom fighter.
No, he was like the organizer of all of the rock and roll people getting together to sort of go against this thing. I didn't, like, somebody reminded me of that recently. So I'm glad I got to say that tonight.
Yeah.
But yes, Dee Snider did testify in Congress and basically gave Congress the middle finger verbally.
Some classic footage for sure,
real
right?
Classic footage and, like, you know, positioned himself as a rock and roll rebel.
Right.
Well, until COVID came
20 on. 20 years later, 30 years later.
When he's all rich and happy and, you know, just whatever.
I can't even remember the last time that I heard rebellious music. And certainly everything that used to be rebellious music has turned its back on us and become the voice of the establishment.
I keep pimping these guys because I know Ron, but 390band.com, 390band.com. They have a second album out. All of their songs are freedom oriented. They have a track that I like called the NSA. It's very anti-NSA. The song that got me into these guys is a song called I Hate the Government. It used to be the intro and outro music for the Kick-Ass podcast.
Very cool.
They're punk rock out of California, but they have a very freedom libertarian slant edge to them. They're older than me, so they're like, you know, classic punk rock dudes. And they themselves have taken to the internet to say, what the heck happened to punk rock?
Yeah.
Right.
Because punk rock used to be sort of the quintessential anti-music, and now a lot of punks are like, oh, you better mask up and stay safe and follow what your government tells you to.
Surprisingly, you have to go to Van Morrison and Eric Clapton to find anti-state music.
Who were not the most rebellious. I mean, especially Van Morrison, like, that was, you know, kind of easy listening sort of rock.
Right.
But, like, these days, that's where you have to go for
right.
rebellion?
Yeah.
Strange times.
Indeed.
Let's continue here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, go ahead.
Let me get the speaker. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys, have you heard of the word analgesic?
Yeah, painkilling.
That word, you know what it means?
Painkilling.
Analgesic.
Yeah, it reduces pain.
Yeah, so then,
like, again, clove oil is probably an analgesic that you're fond of.
Really? And what do you use it for? Clove oil.
Toothaches are a pretty good use for clove oil.
Really? And then also tea tree oil is analgesic. It's really good on insect bites. And
tea tree oil is great for a whole bunch of things.
Oh,
athlete's foot, a whole bunch of stuff.
There's plenty
of
fungal, stuff. Antibacterial, yep. Antiviral. Yeah, good stuff.
Also, that use it instead of Ambisol. So if you have a toothache, that'll remedy, the tea tree oil will be analgesic for your gums.
I don't know if it's definitely more effective in other ways, but I do know that clove is an old home remedy. Like, even just chewing on a clove will help with mouth pain.
Be careful with tea tree oil too, because it has to be diluted properly for the exact thing you are trying to treat. So if you just happen to have
gum.
Tea tree oil specifically is a solvent, right? So if you have hardcore concentrated tea tree oil, you have to put it in glass, because if you put it in plastic, it's going to melt most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful if you're using concentrated tea tree oil. If you're buying, like, a soap or a shampoo that's got some in it, then the manufacturer has done the diluting for you. But buying tea tree oil as, like, an essential oil, like, just plain, you have to mix it with something else. Otherwise, it will burn you.
Well, you can basically just give yourself chemical burns if you don't dilute it properly.
Sarah does know a thing or two about being diluted. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. number 603-283-6160. So, in other news, U.S. inflation now admitted levels up to 7%. So, you know, the federal government gang, they have their highly manipulated inflation numbers, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which...
We've decided that since it hasn't hit the products yet, that it doesn't exist. Sure, we printed twice the money that existed in the world, right. But it doesn't count yet.
Well, of course, they count things differently than the rest of us do in real life, where we actually see the prices going up dramatically on things.
No,
and,
rent isn't a real price.
Right.
No one has to pay to live anywhere.
So there are certain things that are not factored into the CPI, but so the CPI is like the bare minimum, like what they're willing to admit the inflation rate is.
And healthcare, education, these aren't real costs.
And even they have to admit 7% now.
Yeah.
Which is higher than, I don't know. I don't know how long it's been since it's ever hit that in my lifetime.
All I know is it's the highest since, what, 82 or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question. 1982, it says it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of astonished that the Build Back Better didn't take off. It's like, wait, you're going to not spend any quantity of money ever?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. What?
Biden's Build Back Better got defeated by Joe Manchin.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was done for.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, at least it didn't go through at the time, at any rate.
I see.
They're still probably going to try and push it through later. They might do a nip-tuck here and there. But I was keeping an eye on that because the one that did go through was the one that said that, like, PayPal and Venmo and all of those guys have to report anything of $600 or more.
And now, is it $600?
Build Back Better was the one that says that the banks have to report anything of $600. Or more, and that one hasn't gone through.
So wait, the $600 or more thing, is that, because I've heard it's $600 or more, and I've also heard that it's up to, or once you hit $600, meaning that if there's more than $600 worth of transactions on your account, that then they have to report you.
I think it's any transaction of $600 or more, or if you have more than 20 transactions in a year.
Wow. So that's a lot of accounts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But at the moment, that only applies to, like, third-party payment stuff and not to banks, whereas the bank version of that's part of Build Back Better, which hasn't gone through yet, which I was shocked to see any amount of government spending not pass.
Well, like you said, they're going to give it another try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they will.
There's a very, very short list of things government is good at. Killing, stealing, right? But they're also very good at spending.
Well, that's because this is one of the ways they steal.
And that's because they didn't earn it. It's always easier to steal or to spend something that you didn't earn. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up at 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. Number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the line right now. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have a chat server, and you can access it over at chat.freetalklive.com. That gives you actually the instructions on how to get on, because there's a few hoops you got to jump through in order to get in there. It's a little bit complicated, but once you get in there, it works real well. It's super easy to jump in any old time you want to, so just got to get it started.
It's not that complicated, but you have to really want to chat.
Yeah, that's true. Chat.freetalklive.com.
And just a quick correction. It is, if it adds up to $600, that they will have to report that to the IRS.
So you're talking about PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, yeah. Any of these online payment companies. So is it in a one-year time frame?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
everybody.
That's almost everyone, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. If you use PayPal on an occasional basis, you know, go to eBay or whatever the hell it is you do, it's not hard to hit $600. So are they reporting to the IRS? Is that who it's going to?
Okay. Yep.
Also known as theirs.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Now you know. And what do you do about this? Well, start looking into cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get out of their system. Get out of their money system. They're only going to clamp this down tighter and tighter. That's why they're looking at coming out with a central bank digital currency. That way they have total control and total awareness of everything that you do financially. That's what they want.
Yeah, and if you are regularly sending money, seriously, look into it just to save the money. Like, I mean, the
fees.
Stats. Yeah, I mean, the stats on like the amount of money that gets saved when countries start adopting this for remittances, for example. I mean, it's just huge amounts of money that they're saving.
There is a quantity of people on planet Earth who seem to think that cryptocurrency is government sponsored.
It's ridiculous.
Right. And just to illustrate how ridiculous it is, the government cannot compete with cryptocurrency, so it's considering developing its own digital currency because it's so afraid of what cryptocurrency can do.
That's true. Let's talk to Jeremy. He's on the line in Spokane, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, so you were talking about the list of religious exemptions in regards to people trying not to take the shot. Now, this is a conspiracy theory, not a serious thing, but if I were whispering into somebody's ear in high power or in a high position, this is kind of what I would do if I was a really bad guy.
Okay.
If China attacks Taiwan and Russia attacks Ukraine, both at the same time, the U.S. is likely to do nothing about that. But if they wanted to play a part and utilize that to their advantage, they could, technically, during that time, if there was some kind of social issue and or some kind of chaos happening in the United States, invoke martial law. At that time, if they invoked martial law and they had a list of individuals that they just didn't really want here, but they couldn't do anything about it, well, if we participated in some type of conflict and they, I don't know, drafted people, they could send them overseas and technically make people disappear. They could also stay in power until said martial law is lifted, I believe. I can't be 100% sure about that, but that being the case, if the Democrats did this somewhere around springtime, well, they'd have a list of people they can get rid of, and they could stay in power. Just a theory, if conspiracy theory, of course, but hey, that, like I said, with the things going the way they are, I think that's not necessarily out of...
That is one thing on the very long list of things that they can do to these people now that they've collected a list of their names.
I like that you have a mind that can conceive of, you know, sort of a far-fetched theory. What I don't like is you calling a nationally broadcast radio station giving them ideas.
Well, there have been,
trust me, they've already thought about
this. There have been theories for a long time. Every single president, as they're coming to the end of their term, as long as I can remember, as long as we've been doing this show for nearly 20 years, I remember, oh my God, George Bush is going to freeze the elections and he's going to make sure he never leaves office. And then the same thing was said about Barack Obama, and the same thing was said about Donald Trump, and they're going to say the same thing about Biden. And the reason why they don't do it is because it doesn't matter which one of them is in charge.
Right,
because
right.
Whoever it is, it's, you know, whether you believe there's some puppet masters pulling the strings behind the scenes or whatever, they know that the quote-unquote legitimacy of the state relies on its ongoing churning, right? Like, oh, see, you have a chance to change things. You can just vote, and then everything will be different. And they keep fooling people into believing this. Whereas if one of them actually were to shut down the elections and start rounding people up like you're talking about, it would send the message of, oh, crap, things aren't working like we thought they were supposed to. Now what do we do? We're going to have to change things. We're going to have to overthrow or whatever. You know, there would be all kinds of different opinions that would come out as a result of them stopping the election from happening. So they always want to continue on with the system because whoever it is that replaces Biden won't be any different. They'll just continue the same policies in the same way that Biden has basically been, you know, Trump the second.
Yeah, I mean, they've got options between Trump was, you know, talking about peace with Russia. So they made it a political impossibility for him to pursue that in any reasonable way. And they've got all the way from that to just letting you take a drive through Dallas. So, I mean, they've got options for, like, even if we got someone who was going to change things, they're not going to let that happen. Politics isn't the answer. The answer is to sidestep their system entirely. And, I mean, my first thought of, like, what would they do with this list is just make sure that no one on this list, because these are government employees, make sure that no one on that list gets any power whatsoever.
Mm. Jeremy, any other thoughts?
Yeah, well, actually, the reason why they're eliminating the filibuster, they're taking a lot of steps specifically to eliminate, eliminate the power on one particular side. The reason why my assumption is that this is actually not only possible, but that likely is that, well, if both China and Russia attacked at the exact same time, the United States would not likely do anything about that. But the people within the United States that might stand up against a declaration of martial law, those people might sit down and not do anything about it because there's so much chaos going you know, on in the, not only the world, but the United States, if there were some kind of social issue here or rioting or anything like that, they may be more susceptible to accepting that. They already did it. We just did it with COVID for the last 2 years. So how, it's definitely within the realm of possibility to assume that they might just accept a declaration of martial law under those circumstances.
You know, there's really not a huge difference between where we are now with this whole COVID lockdown thing and martial law in general.
Yeah, the difference between tanks in the streets.
And I got to point out that I actually prefer that the U.S. not intervene if, say, Russia decides to take Ukraine for its own at the exact same time that China decides to take Taiwan for its own.
Right.
Because the alternative there is literally
World
the
War III.
End of the species.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. So, appreciate the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, if they get rid of the filibuster, how's that going to be one-sided? I mean, either side has used the filibuster.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by that one. And, I mean, the filibuster is weird because, like, they changed the rules so that you don't actually have to filibuster. You just had to declare that you're making a filibuster instead of
you
actually,
have to stand
like,
there?
They changed the rules so that you didn't have to actually stand there. You just had to declare it and ta-da, you're filibustering, and they had weird rules around it.
I love the word filibuster. It's a cool-sounding word, filibuster, you know?
It's not as cool as it sounds.
But I wrote a song that I never released called Words, and this song I did some research for. I wanted to find out what the most divisive words were in the English language. And so I went and I found out, and I made a list of all of them, and then... it's a song, so I had to make things rhyme, because that's how I write lyrics. So I had to eliminate a bunch of them. But filibuster made the cut, so it's in the song as one of the most divisive words.
And what did you rhyme it with?
I didn't rhyme filibuster with anything.
It was
because,
in the verse.
But, the word filibuster made it to the song. I think I have some unfinished business there for that song before it can be released, but I'll look at it again. I have so many unfinished projects that it's hard for me to keep track these days.
You know, you mentioned Bitcoin briefly. Did you guys hear about what was going on in Tonga with an underwater volcano?
Yes,
recently?
I did hear about the there was a tsunami watch or warning triggered for all of the Pacific Northwest.
Some crazy waves, apparently.
Or all of the Pacific, I guess.
Flooding.
And this had to do with Bitcoin?
Tonga is now copying El Salvador's Bitcoin bill. So Tonga may be the
Woo-hoo!
Second country on the planet to officially make Bitcoin legal tender.
It's a move in the right direction.
If they still exist after the volcano.
Because, I mean, hey, El Salvador used to require that you pay in U.S. dollars, and that's no
right.
good.
Yeah. That's right. Now you get the choice in El Salvador. So,
at the
time for tonight, we will be back tomorrow. In fact, I believe the two of y'all are coming in on Sunday edition
that's the plan.
Of the program here. And if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, you can always go online and download them at your leisure over at freetalklive.com. It is completely free. And, of course, if you want to support the show, you go to amps.freetalklive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.